The Attorney General on 90.
All right, stay on.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Oh, Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
We are apt to have some problems in Alabama based on the actions of the governor over the last few days, and particularly today. Going back to September, there was an integration audit of a school, a high school in Tuskegee, and it was all proceeding satisfactorily. They have a good head of the Bureau of Education in that county, a fellow by the name of Pruitt, who used to be play football at the University of Alabama. And it was all proceeding satisfactorily, and all the kids were going to school, and then, as you remember, the governor raised such a fuss and sent the troopers in and scared everybody off, and so that all the white children pulled out of the school. And so the school's been operating for the last 4 or 5 months just with Negro children. A couple of days ago, 3 or 4 days ago, he ordered the school closed. Then the attorney for the Negro children, 12 of them, well, let me take you back a minute. The white children had left that school, then all went to two other schools, one in Nutsiga, and the other in Short, both of neighboring towns. Nutsiga is a particularly difficult place, but I'll come to that. The white children came out of Tuskegee, and then they all went to these other two schools. So then the governor, as I said, 4 or 5 days ago, ordered the school in Tuskegee, which by this time only had Negro children, to be closed. So then the attorney for the Negro children went to the judge, Judge Johnson, and asked to either have the school reopened or for permission to attend the other schools where the white children are now attending. And Judge Johnson ordered yesterday that they should be permitted 6 to go to one school and 6 to go to the other school. Wallace put out a statement today saying Judge Frank Johnson's order to admit 6 of the 12 students at the close of Tuskegee High to Shorter and Nutsiga is an order of spite. The action of this federal judge is rash, headstrong, and vindictive. This action is unstable and erratic. The procedure was disorderly. The deal becomes a tradition of the American judicial system. This order was based on no evidence, only a sworn affidavit of a Negro attorney, which is the same as the NAACP. We're going to stand up for the people of Macon County in Alabama. We plan to resist, and we will do so in a manner that will impress all of them. So we are not going to take all this lying down. We are forced to take many things, but they can't make us like it. So this is all to take place tomorrow. I sent some marshals in there just to look the situation over, so and to try, as we did in some of these other areas, to not to give protection because they can't really do that, but to make some plans to see if violence occurs, to see if we can get the children out of there. I can't send many marshals in there because that causes such a fuss, but just to try to at least see whether we could be of some help. He's ringing the schools with troopers at the moment. And I just don't know yet what he's going to do tomorrow. The other thing is that we've alerted the Army for 600 men for action in either one of those areas. But that's the situation at the present time. We just have to wait and see what he's going to do.
Fine. Let me know, and we'll go all the way.
Yeah.
Well, and just tell me what you think we ought to do.
Yeah. There might be that you would have to send an executive order over tonight,
right,
which would nationalize the Guard, which if we have problems there, you could sign at the appropriate time. It wouldn't need to be signed tonight in any case.
That's good.
And we've kept it confidential, of course, about the Army being alerted.
All right.
But I thought that I'd bring you up to date.
Okay. We'll do it. You just tell us what we ought to do, and we'll follow it through, General.
Fine, Mr. President.
Thank you.